From KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Air Check, a new show about great music from the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jake Brownell, producer at KRCC.
I'm Vicki Greger, music director at KRCC and host of the Morning Music Mix.
And I'm Jeff Berry, program director and host of the Blue Plate Special.
This is episode 3 of Air Check, and it comes in the midst of our membership drive here at KRCC.
That's right. Twice a year, we come to you, the listener, and we ask that you make a contribution to this public radio station, KRCC. It'll help keep us providing news and music programming 24/7.
KRCC is member-supported public radio, which means we rely on you for financial support. Whatever amount is right for you, it'll go a long way towards supporting the station, and it's easy to do. Just go to krcc.org and make that pledge.
In honor of the membership drive going on at KRCC, on today's show, we're going to highlight some of the great interviews and in-studio performances that we've hosted here at the station in the last few years. We'll revisit a conversation with Shearwater frontman Jonathan Myberg, an in-studio performance from In Plains, the new project of Haunted Wind Chimes members Desi Garcia and Inea Lujan, and an interview and in-studio performance from Neil Halstead of the legendary British shoegaze band Slow Dive. All that today on Air Check. All right, so we begin our show today, as we've begun all of our shows, with a musical roundtable. So, as usual, we'll each pick a song that's been stuck in our head for the last month, and we'll share it, talk about it, debate it, and then pass it off to the next person. So, let's get started with you, Vicki. And what's your pick this month?
My pick for this month is a band called DMAs from a record called Hills End. The song is In the Moment. This is a young Australian trio from Sydney. And this record harkens back to all that amazing mid-90s Britpop vibe that I love so much. Think Oasis, Verb, Stone Roses, Blur. You take a look at them and they look like some skate punks, really. I was surprised of the sound that came out. It doesn't quite match in my mind or visually, but I'll tell you what, it's just beautiful music. They've been at it for a few years. They have some EPs under their belts, and they're part of that current wave that includes Tame Impala and Courtney Barnett.
All right, so this is DMAs, and the song is called In the Moment.
I have to tell you, this is absolutely one of my favorite periods of music, was that whole 94, 95, 96 Britpop, and just all these great bands, and earlier even, they started springing, and, you know, never mind Oasis versus Blur. It's these soaring melodies. Again, I'm such a sucker for that. Chiming guitars, and just hearing these young 20-somethings coming back through and claiming that as the thing that turned them on to perhaps their parents have those records, older brothers and sisters.
It's funny that bands are really going full bore back into these old genres, as far as, you know, it's not uncommon to hear a band that, you know, maybe picks and chooses some influences, a little sound here and there that they like, but to go so far into sort of an old genre and to make something that that sounds like it could have been made at that point. It's
right.
It's a certain kind of retro nostalgia. It's interesting that that's happening, and it's not just this genre, but you think
no, you hear that with the Daftone artists, mm-hmm. the resurgence right. of soul R&B and you know, even complete with the outfits and the, you know, the sort of retro 60s look.
And
it's interesting.
I think the thing that keeps it from being totally derivative, too, is that as you listen through this record, they have a handle on their own idea of melody and their own riffs, and lyrically, they've got that as their model, but I think they're going to forge ahead. It's like, okay, let's see what you do with this.
Yeah, and it's good songwriting at the end of the day, so yeah, that's what
counts. There it is, Jake. Good songwriting.
All right, Jake, you're next. You're on, my friend.
All right. Well, my pick is from a new album from the band Parquet Courts, which is a band out of New York, Brooklyn, to be precise. And it's a kind of punk band or outgrowth of the DIY punk scene. And they've been characterized in a lot of different ways, and their music is kind of difficult to characterize. But I think we'll see that there's a certain nostalgia to this sound as well, a certain looking back to an old era of New York music. So I really enjoyed this song. This is the title track from their new album, and it's called Human Performance. Let's just take a listen.
Please.
I know exactly where I was when I first saw you, the way I see you now through these eyes, waiting to retry. Those pristine days I recall so fondly. So few are the trials when a life isn't lonely. And now if only I never felt it, I never heard it. I know I loved you, did I even deserve it? When you returned it, there's no suspicion, no hesitation. Of sure adoration. Witness it now.
Definitely a distinct New York sound.
Oh, yeah.
You played some of this for me earlier today, and I immediately flashed back on the Strokes, Talking Heads, Lou Reed. There's this really distinct New York sound that these guys have, and then this song develops into almost this psychedelic thing. In there,
right,
which
I
is
love
really cool.
That psychedelic, you know, echo and wash that's in that middle part.
Yeah, and I don't, it's just good rock and roll music that isn't really straight down the middle. You know, it's got just these weird elements to
yeah.
it and
yeah.
weird cadences and strange time signatures and always something kind of keeping you on your toes as you're
album's,
listening.
Album's solid all the way through.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah, I liked it. I was really happy to see the new Parquet Courts. You know, when you open those envelopes of CDs, it's
Parquet
like,
Courts.
Wow. And though he's not fancy, I really like their drummer. Just keeps that thing moving. I want to see this band live. Like, when I hear this, it's like, this would be an amazing club show. I'd love to go see them.
All right, Jeff.
My turn?
Your turn, yep.
I was in the Air studio here a few weeks back, and I was pulling my music, getting ready for the Blue Plate special, like I do, and Vicky was on the air, and she was playing this song, and it just caught my ears right away. The artist is Andrew Bird, and he has a new album out called Are You Serious? I've been familiar with Andrew Bird. He's been around for a long time. But this song, Capsized, is a much more rockin' Andrew Bird. Normally, he's almost orchestrated and has a sort of an Eastern gypsy feel to him. He'll be, you know, sometimes he sounds like he's whistling in a Western, you know, melody. And I mean, he's a very sort of odd artist. But this is a different side of Andrew Bird, and it'll catch you right away. And it's got bottle taps in it. Listen for the bottle taps.
All right, let's take a listen. This is Andrew Bird, and the song is Capsized from Are You Serious?
Now when you wake up, night's falling, someone is by your side. Pull it together, darling, you're not alone. But when you break up, sky's falling, no one is on your side. Spoon to the laundry, darling, you're all alone. And when you wake up, another sunrise, another breakup, ship is capsized. And when you wake up, another sunrise, another breakup, ship is capsized. Just to keep it your life.
There's that quirky little sound that you hear sort of in the background, and then there's this thick fuzz guitar that he's playing, and the lyrics are, you know, so sort of Andrew. He's got a wonderful distinctive voice. Love that.
Yeah, this is definitely a different direction from previous Andrew.
You know of him, right?
I do, yeah.
You saw him.
I've seen him a number of times live. What's really cool about him in his live performances is he does a lot of looping. So he'll kind of build the songs in front of you with the different parts looping, you know, a little thing violin, and then a whistling thing, and then a vocal thing, and harmonizing with the vocals. And so you kind of get to watch him construct these songs on stage.
And here's a vocalist that we've enjoyed for many years, but there's something about the way he's singing on this record and certainly on that song, because that song just stopped me in my tracks too. There's just a strength and a confidence in really just singing it.
Owns it. Yeah, he owns
it. He owns it.
And when you wake up, night's falling, someone is by your side, pull it together. Darling, you're not alone. But when you break up.
All right, so that wraps up the musical review portion of the show, and you're listening to Aircheck on KRCC, a very special membership drive episode of Aircheck.
If you appreciate the music programs, news available on KRCC, brought to you fresh 24/7. Then go ahead and make that pledge and support the radio station that you listen to. Go to krcc.org.
This is Aircheck on KRCC.
So, Vicky, a few episodes back in Aircheck, you picked an album by the band Shearwater as one of your favorite new releases of late. And in the spirit of the membership drive, we're going to be looking back at some of the great interviews and performances that we've done right here in KRCC at the studios here at 912 North Weber. And we thought we'd share this conversation that you had with Shearwater frontman Jonathan Myberg. What was that about? How did it go?
That was such a special day that Jonathan Myberg, taking time out from a show he had done in Denver and on his way, actually, I think, back home to Texas. And Jonathan Myberg is such an intelligent man. He holds a master's degree in geography with a special focus on ornithology. So birds are his thing.
He's a bird man.
Shearwater is a gathering of seabirds, I believe. And he was just kind enough to come sit down, talk about music. We talked about birds. You know, he's this very thoughtful man who happens to be in possession of one of the most amazing voices that you'll hear in, you know, quote unquote, rock and roll. He goes way back with Acreville River with Will Sheff. Those two actually form Shearwater together to showcase quieter songs. And then Jonathan just took off with that. So just an interesting man who is multi-talented. And he was kind enough to endure my questions, my many questions.
All right, let's take a listen to that interview with Jonathan Myberg of Shearwater.
Jonathan, thank you so very much for doing this.
Hi, Vicki. It's great to be here.
You know, we love your music so much here at KRCC.
Didn't have
to run out to buy anything. It was already living here in a big way. And this latest release, Fellow Travelers, I was telling you off mic that I started my morning this morning very early with coffee and a dog by my side. And this amazing essay, this road log that you wrote that's in the booklet that goes with Fellow Travelers, the liner notes. Is this what you do in your spare time, just write these amazing essays?
I've done a lot more writing this last year, actually, and it's something I really enjoy. Do you want me to read a little bit of this?
I would love it.
Okay, I'll just start with the very first. It's sort of divided into little vignettes, because the idea was that I wanted to present sort of a picture of touring life, because the record is a set of songs by bands that we've toured with over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also got those bands to participate in the record. Although the rule was they couldn't play on their own song. So it was kind of a team effort to make this record. And I wanted to talk about not the songs, the recording process so much as just a look back at 10 years of being on the road.
Please.
So here's how it begins. It goes, there's a stretch of Texas where it's always night, as far as I know. It's somewhere between Ozona and Van Horn along Interstate 10. And though I've driven through dozens of times, I've never seen it in the daylight. We're always heading west from Austin at the start of a tour, or more rarely, limping home from Phoenix or Tucson at the end. Either way, by the time we get there, it's dark. Just on the edge of this phantom zone, there's a ruin of an old schoolhouse in Kent, Texas, where we stop to stretch our legs. It's a beautiful little spot. The sun's always rising or setting there, and there's Indian paintbrush growing among broken bottles and some mostly good-natured graffiti. Black-throated sparrows buzz and squeak in the creosote bushes, whose tiny leaves and yellow flowers, crushed between your index finger and thumb, smell like rain. The gas station on the other side of the overpass doesn't look open, but it sometimes is. They took the outside door off the men's room a long time ago in exchange for never cleaning it. Ever.
Look, I'm doing the same thing. I got to that part, and I'm like, ever. But what a beautiful picture that paints, and what I got from that reading this is the trials, the tribulations, the great beauty of it, the solidarity with your band, I'm imagining the kinds of bumps that you hit with each other, living in such close quarters, because it's not a chartered jet that you're doing this in, obviously.
No.
You know, we're talking, as you said, dirty socks and flat tires and
we had one of the most remarkable drives we've ever had on a tour just 2 days ago. We're driving from Seattle towards Boise, which is about 10 hours. It's not bad, but we ended up in the snow going over the Mount Baker Snoqualmie National Forest outside Seattle.
Mm.
We had to put chains in the vans. We had to buy chains. And we went, it was like 20 miles an hour and snowing, these huge mounds of snow everywhere. And basically, by the time we got to Boise, it was almost 7 in the morning. And we had to play in Salt Lake that night. So we got into the hotel and there were people leaving the hotel to start their day, and we're like just sort of staggering in, and we all got into bed, and then an hour later the fire alarm went off in the hotel.
Oh no.
When you fell on the rocks, at a bend in the river, with the blood from your nose running hard on your fingers.
This voice that you have, this beautiful soaring voice, was that something you realized, as a little guy? Did your voice find you? Did you find it? Is this a trained kind of thing, singing in church or chapels? Or
yeah, I mean, I did. I grew up singing in church choirs in the Episcopal Church, and though I don't, don't go to church anymore, but. I was lucky enough to work with a couple of really great choir directors who had great taste in music and learned a lot of Renaissance music and Baroque stuff and that kind of thing. So that definitely informed the way that I sang. Although a lot of trying to learn to use that voice in the band has been unlearning many of the things that I was taught. Because that, you know, a voice made for choir is not necessarily very good for a rock band.
Mm-hmm.
And but somehow in the world between what you think of as a normal kind of rock vocalist and that more formal training, I've been trying to stake out my own position.
So I have to ask you this. With your great knowledge of and love of birds, all this traveling that you do,
yeah,
are you able to put time aside to go ahead and observe, journal, identify? You know, is that something that...
No.
No.
No is the short answer.
Darn it.
There are little moments. Like, I mean, just now while we were just up, you know, off Academy Boulevard, I was watching these... We were sitting at a stoplight and I was watching these two ravens just playing on the wind. They're just having a good time. And little moments like that, being able to see them and see them for what they are, is, you know, it's a blessing by itself. And I think that having studied birds and being so involved in the natural world, it just makes your everyday life richer, even if you're not able to spend concentrated time on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, 2 years ago, I went back down to the Falklands and spent about 6 weeks down there working on a new study that we're just now finishing up, writing up 2 years later. But that was in the middle of the touring season for Animal Joy. So we played 200 shows that year. And in the middle of it, I went down to the Falklands.
Great record, by the way.
Oh, thank you. But it was funny because actually there's a recording from the Falklands that turns up in Fellow Travelers. In the David Thomas Broughton song, Ambiguity, you can hear at the end of the song, there's a line where the last line in the song is, I really shouldn't say it, but I just love what the water does. And then you realize that as you've been listening to the song, these sounds have been slowly creeping up. And what that is, it's a recording I made on an island called Steeple Jason, way off to the northwest of the Falklands. And there's a beautiful little gully on that island where the waves are washing into it, and you can hear little Antarctic sort of thrush-like birds called synclodes sort of twittering in the background and geese. And you can't hear them, but there were penguins sitting around there at the time. And it takes you, you know, I wanted to bring you into that place with me for a minute because it's such a special place and one that very few people have, you know, ever been to.
Fellow Travelers is such an amazing record, and it really opens up in unexpected ways. And, you know, I've heard the term covers record, and that's such a shallow description of it because it's not that. Yes, you're doing songs.
Yeah, I don't really like covers records.
Right.
Very much, usually.
And this is a whole different animal.
What we wanted to do is make a record that was just like another, you know, a new Shearwater record that just happened to be composed of songs by other people. So I wanted to give it an arc in the way that our records usually have kind of an arc to them, mm-hmm. and involve you in a world. And some of the songs, a couple of them we did fairly straight up covers that, you know, in the tradition of like a painter's study, you know, like our cover of the Folk Implosion song Natural One, I served up almost note for note. I was really nervous because I sent it to Lou Barlow just to see what he would think about it, because we toured with him with Dinosaur Jr. But he liked it, and I felt great about that. But that's probably the most straight-up cover of the bunch. Like, some of the other ones are nearly unrecognizable. The Coldplay song I changed almost entirely. The St. Vincent song, I was proud of that one because...
Oh, Cheerleader, yeah.
Well, it's a great song, but I wanted to take, like, the complete opposite approach to what she does because mm-hmm. her approach is so sort of rigid and mechanical, and I tried to imagine it if it had been on, like, Tonight's the Night or something, you know, like a very Neil Young kind of approach.
New ears for that one, and working with Sharon Vanette, and you know, you say sweet things about her.
Sharon's the best. She's a real thing. I worked on her new record a couple months ago in New York, which I think comes out in a few months. I got to go in and play, and she was working on it at Electric Lady Studios in New York, which is the one that Jimi Hendrix built. You know, it's still there, that you can see all the paintings he had commissioned on the walls, which are like what you would expect, like pyramids and aliens and things like that. It's great. And I got to play the Wurlitzer that used to live at, it's an electric piano. It used to live at Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Alabama. So nice. It's like the electric piano that Spooner Oldham played on the Aretha Franklin records, you know, like
it's
the original.
It's the one we know.
Yeah, it's
love.
The one that you know. Yeah, that one. It was a treat to play. A little wonky after all these years, but it spoke pretty well.
Oh, fantastic. You know, Jonathan, I could keep you here all day, really and truly. You're such an interesting man. It's such a great band. You make being a DJ just pure pleasure, and I can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much, Vicky.
You bet. Thank you, Jonathan.
That was Vicky Greger speaking with Jonathan Myberg of the band Shearwater from an interview back in 2014. You're listening to Aircheck on KRCC. Stay with us. KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Aircheck, a new show about great music from the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jake Brownell, producer at KRCC.
I'm Jeff Beery, program director and host of KRCC's Blue Plate Special.
And I'm Vicky Greger, music director and host of the Morning Music Mix.
So this is a special membership drive edition of Aircheck, and we're taking the opportunity to highlight some great recent interviews and in-studio performances from the KRCC archives, just to remind listeners a little bit of all the great music that comes through KRCC and the connections that we have to musicians in this community and far beyond. And so this next segment comes from you, Jeff, and why don't you just give us a little introduction?
Well, listeners of KRCC are very familiar, longtime fans of the Pueblo-based Americana group, the Haunted Wind Chimes. They're a staple here on the KRCC airwaves, and they've been making music here in Southern Colorado for years now. They've found success well beyond Colorado. They performed on a Prairie Home Companion. They're touring actively in Americana festivals around the country. And one of the great things about this band is that the members have combined and collaborated in various configurations to form a number of great groups. It's like a musical cooperative these musicians have with each other. And in this next interview, an in-studio performance, Desi and Inea from the Haunted Wind Chimes were playing as a duo that they've just recently formed. They're calling themselves In Plains. Desi and Inea have been a couple for a long time and just recently got married late this last year. And this new project of theirs is really spectacular. It was really sweet to hear them playing so beautifully together. I had them in prior to a show that took place at the Ivy Wild Gymnasium, and they were nice enough to drop by the studio, made the trip all the way up here from Pueblo to play in studio here at KRCC. Desi and Inea here in the studio. You've got a new venture, and it's called In/Plains.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it's you two together doing a duo thing.
Mm-hmm.
And doing some doo-wop now, is that right?
It's kind of, yeah. I mean, we definitely draw from 50s era pop, but we're really into like kind of power couples, June and John, Johnny Cash, Emmylou and Graham, and just kind of exploring our relationship and our existence together as songwriters, really, you know?
Well, I got to say, I'm just going to come right out and say favorites among the staff here, you guys.
Favorites. Oh, well, thank you very much.
So thanks for taking the time to come in and set up. And you're both electrified today.
That's right.
What are you going to do? You're going to play a couple of tunes for us.
Yeah, we're going to play some tunes. One is off a demo we made recently. We're also working on an album with our friend Adam Hawkins.
Well, let's give the listeners a taste And then we'll talk about your gigs and all of your projects coming up and how you continually reinvent yourselves. It's so cool that you do this.
Sounds good.
You know? All right, so what's this tune?
This song is called The Runner.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Indeed. That is wonderful. So one of the things, you guys, that I've got to commend you on is the way that all of the Blank Tape crew continually reinvent yourselves. You guys are always doing new projects. And how do you pick and choose? Where's your muse?
I think it's always been pretty easy from my point of view. We kind of pick and choose whatever feels right for the moment, you know. And we've all got a kind of a touch of ADD, really, you know what I mean? It's really hard. So I think that's where the reinventing ourselves comes from, is because we're constantly just trying to create music or be a part of projects that we feel is just good for the time or to stimulate some sort of thing we have going on in that moment. And it turned into some really cool stuff, you know, Mike Clark and the Sugar Sounds.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So that there's just, you know, and we love all types of music. So it's cool to have the different projects and different outlets to kind of explore different facets of different types of music we like, because it's not just one genre, you know, we kind of gravitate towards so much.
Is there some music that you want to do that you haven't done yet? I mean, maybe synth or, I don't know, deep house or, I don't know. What?
I always wanted to be Karen O, but I haven't had the opportunity
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
to be that rad yet. So
Yeah, and I grew up playing in like kind of punk rock bands and sort of noisy, loud, thrashy sort of stuff. And so the wind chimes were the complete and utter contrast to that. And now for me personally, I'm just kind of, you know, just exploring other territory sonically. I'd love to be a part of any sort of band that makes sense for the time. You know, I would explore electronic music for sure.
Cool. You want to play another one for us?
Absolutely. This is a song called Say You Want Me To, and we just cut this with our good friend Adam Hawkins. We hope to be putting this out on a record very soon.
Didn't anyone tell you life is what you make it? Well, no good, no bad, only how you take it. Maybe you will come around, maybe you won't, but I'd come calling back to you if you said you want me to. Surely you see you're getting in your own way. And if you don't see me, then there ain't much else to say. Maybe you will come. I'd come running after you if you said you want me to. The nights are long, feeling strong. I'd come calling out to you if you said you want me to.
Absolutely beautiful. Man, that was lovely. Running, Come Running.
That one's called Say You Want Me To.
Say You Want Me To. And yeah. and we can expect to hear that on a recording.
We're hoping to release that really soon. We're going to do some more studio work with Adam, hopefully sometime soon. And so we don't have any idea when we're going to release it. But
keep it coming. It is such a pleasure to have you guys show up repeatedly for us here at the station.
Thanks,
and I really, really wish you the best of luck.
Repeatedly.
Oh, man. And congratulations. I'm glad you guys tied the knot and are doing this thing. Power nice. Couple. The power. The Pueblo power couple.
All right.
I want to thank you guys again for coming in. It sounds wonderful. Can't
thanks,
wait
Jeff.
To hear the finished products. It was really a pleasure to have you in here.
All right. Thanks for having us, Jeff. We appreciate you.
I don't want to be your little box.
That was Jeff Beery speaking with Inea Lujan and Desiree Garcia of the Haunted Wind Chimes and their new project, In Plains. You're listening to Air Check from KRCC. Stay with us.
Winged thing, living in the sky with all you other birdies. Oh, you.
From KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Air Check, a new show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jake Brownell, producer at KRCC.
I'm Jeff Beery, KRCC's program director, and I'm host of the Blue Plate Special.
And I'm Vicki Greger, music director and host of the Morning Music Mix. It's the membership drive at KRCC, and we're taking this opportunity on Air Check to look back at some of our favorite artist interviews and in-studio performances from the last few years. Our next segment is another interview that Jeff did with Neil Halstead, who is probably best known as a guitarist, singer, songwriter of the British shoegaze band Slowdive. Jeff, how did this come about?
Well, our good friend Heather Brown had him over on campus for a filming of the Chapel Sessions, the Shove Chapel Sessions, which is a great series in and of itself. And we were lucky enough to be able to steer him over here to the studios for an in-studio performance and interview.
Great. Well, let's take a listen. This is Jeff's interview with Neil Halstead.
I'll ask you a few questions, but I definitely want to get in a couple of cuts here since you've made it in a couple of tunes. You've got your guitar ready to roll. What are you going to play for us?
I was going to play a song off my new record called Tied to You.
Wonderful. Neil Halstead.
But you know, you don't show it now. I'm not like you. I'm not like you. Some man stood over there. Says that you still owe them money. Come that way with me. I've seen ya, you've seen you drinking. Blues, they may run the game, but you still take this darkness with you. Holding me to you, I'm brothers.
see no difference. Odin meets you on brotherly, don't see no difference, no. I'm not like you. I'm not like you.
Neil Halstead, 91.5 KRCC, Colorado Springs, the afternoon music mix. Neil, the new release, Palindrome Hunches, a lot of love songs, a lot of lost love songs, sounds like. Some pain, some hurt. I can identify. I know.
Yeah,
what you're...
there's a few. it's kind of a darker record, I think, than the last record I put out. You know, yeah, for sure.
Some very poignant stuff. And really, a far cry, a long distance you've traveled from the slow dive days. Do you miss the shoegazer sound? Or is this what's happened in all these years, Neil?
I just got older. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, for me, it's kind of like music's. A lot of it's about production, you know. I mean, to be honest, I think you can take songs and you can produce them in different ways. You can put loud guitars on them, and they can be a certain thing, you know. So, but yeah, I suppose, you know, Slow Dive was a lot more about atmospheres, and I guess, you know, a lot of these songs on this record are much more about, you know, the lyrics, and you know, it's kind of much more minimal kind of stuff.
I read somewhere that you recorded this song, a lot of the songs live with your accompanists in your daughter's school, the music room at your daughter's school. Is that right?
It wasn't my daughter's school. It was my friend Nick Holton who produced the album. It was his kids go to the school.
All right.
And it's a primary school in Wallingford. And yeah, we just went in one weekend and used their music room, basically. We just took a tape machine in and a desk. And gave the caretaker a couple of bottles of wine. And
that's a good deal.
Yeah, and yeah, we did the record super quick. It was a good one.
Sounds beautiful. This is the third solo album?
Yes, number three. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. Palindrome Hunches, the name of the new CD. Neil Halstead in the studios with us this afternoon here at KRCC. You've got some tight scheduling here.
Yes.
So we're gonna and we're on a tight schedule as well. I wanna get at least one more song out of you. I gotta do it.
Song called Who'd You Love?
Do you like who you were? If you met them someplace, if you recognize the light a stranger's face. Oh, would you know yourself as good as I know you? Yeah, who do you love? Do you write me a song? Have I had your faith? Would you give me the money if I had your smile? Oh,
You don't trust nobody else. Yeah, who do you love? Yeah, who do you love?
Neil Halstead, 91.5 KRCC, the afternoon music mix. The new album is called Palindrome Hunches. Brushfire Records, the label. A little background on that. Jack Johnson's label, is that right?
Yeah, Jack's label. I guess I've had two. This is the second album I've put out on Brushfire, and. Yeah, they're a good little label. They're based in LA.
Absolutely. How does that play into, do they court you? Do you court them? How does this work? Because you've had quite a history here. You were with SBK, 4AD, Creation Records.
Yeah.
Is it a good fit for you?
Yeah, it's great. I met Jack through surfing like years ago. So
oh, did you?
That's sort of the connection, really. And yeah, it's just one of those things where Jack and Emmy, his manager, were always like, well, if you want us to put a record out, we'd love to do it sometime. And it just, we just kind of figured out that that's what happened with the last record. And it, you know, I think we each enjoyed the experience.
Cool.
And this one's happening as well.
Yeah. That's surfing. Interesting. Neil, I really want to thank you for making it in. I really appreciate you doing it. Neil, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
That was Jeff Bury speaking with Neil Halstead of the band Slow Dive from an interview back in 2012. This is Aircheck from KRCC.
As we're recording this, it's April 21st, and we got news today that Prince had passed away at the Paisley Park Studios in Minneapolis. Kind of a sad day for us to hear of this influential musician who affected us all very much. And Jake, I'd like to ask you, having grown up in Minneapolis, what the experience was around that, because he was very much a Minneapolis man, wasn't he?
Absolutely. I mean, he's, when I think of celebrities, musicians, people who Minnesotans were proud to call their own, nobody comes to mind more quickly than Prince. He had a club in Minneapolis that was sort of his spot, and then there was, of course, First Avenue, which is sort of a legendary venue in Minneapolis, which I think figures prominently in the movie Purple Rain. And so there was definitely this sense that Prince was kind of the patriarch of the Minnesota Minneapolis music scene, even if a lot of the other musicians that came after him there didn't necessarily sound like him or anything like that. There was just this sense that, like, Prince had set the bar. I mean, he set the bar for musicians everywhere, not just Minneapolis, but there's definitely a lot of pride.
The news was really dominated today by this passing of an influential musician. I learned that he won 7 Grammys and an Oscar for the work on Purple Rain. Awards aside, Vicky, what influence did he have on you? How did he win your favor?
It depends on how you come at this, because Prince was so multifaceted, you could say he was one of the defining musicians and icons of the 80s. You could say, and this really applies to me, here's this musician, here's this man that comes on like James Brown in his dancing and moxie. His guitar playing was like Jimi Hendrix, you know, revisited. He was writing these amazing songs that were drenched at the same time in sexuality and spirituality. I always appreciated his work with women. I have to say, that's where Wendy and Lisa come from, Sheila E., all these amazing women that he brought to the forefront, when you think about the revolution especially. Mm-hmm. So that's how I think of him first. It just happened to play out in the 80s MTV video time period as well, which certainly helped. If anyone's going to show up in a video and look great doing it, it's Prince.
So he was incredibly sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I remember going to see him. I saw him in concert in a big stadia or arena show back in the mid-80s. And I went with my girlfriend of the time. And, I mean, I was jealous. I mean, my girlfriend was just focused on this sexy performer up on stage.
Well, it seems only fitting to end this episode of Air Check with a song from Prince.
Absolutely.
So, Vicky, why don't you do the honors?
Well, it's a hard one to pick, but I've got to tell you, DMSR came up in my mind. Dance, Music, Sex, Romance is what that stands for. It's from 1999, which was such an amazing record. So funky and so great, so sharp. And that brought together all the things you love about Prince. It was the party. It got the dance going. It was irreverent in some cases, you know, in some parts. It was booty moving. It was Prince at his tightest and finest. Love that song.
All right, well, let's take a listen to it. This is DMSR from Prince, the album 1999. He will be missed. Check is a production of KRCC in Colorado Springs. To learn more about any of the music or artists you heard on this show, or to listen to segments again, head to krcc.org. And while you're there, we hope you'll consider supporting the station, clicking the donate button up in the upper right-hand corner of the page, and helping us out with our membership drive, which is ongoing right now. So for Air Check and KRCC, I'm Jake Brownell.
I'm Vicky Greger.
I'm Jeff Beery.